What's up, niggas and niggettes? It's your boy King Sussin Devil, aka motherfucking Lump Head, the nigga with the lump in his head. I'm back at it with a short episode. We can call this episode 5.5. I just wanted to give you guys an update on the new format and just everything that's been going on with me. I recorded this before and I ended up being super out of focus. So, I did a half an hour podcast and on the camera feed, I was mad out of focus. I'm still kind of out of focus right now, but it's like, fuck it. So, once again, shout out to everybody overseas listening, especially them niggas in India. I see I got like 20 people in India listening right now. Love y'all. Big 7-Eleven shit, big Ajib shit. Shout out to the Bengal Tigers. Shout out to the Hindus and the Buddhists out there. Shout out to the Muslims. Shout out to the niggas in England listening. Scotland, Ireland, just everybody overseas in general. So I just want to give you guys an update on me. The format and the formula of the podcast is going to be changing. It's going to be less about music and just more about me and what I'm going through. And I'm just tired of talking about other people's lives. I'm tired of talking about drama and bullshit. I just want to get a podcast more of me. I'm going to do more story times. I want to be more personal. If I lose listeners, I lose listeners. I started this podcast to express myself, and I feel like I kind of lost that, and I kind of got caught up in a drama trying to be DJ Academics Jr. And also, the podcast can go back to being funny. I feel like the last two or three episodes haven't been funny because I've been so caught up in this bullshit. I'm a comedian at heart. That's why I started it. I wanted to give niggas like a chance to laugh at me, to laugh at themselves, and just to have something more funny. That's why I call this episode a podcast and a half, because I'm still figuring out the format. I'm the producer. I'm the cameraman. Excuse me. I'm the talent. I'm the nigga that put on all the platforms. So I got to sometimes just get all my thoughts together and get everything together. I don't really have an A&R. I don't have nobody putting this shit together other than me. So that being said, I want to just apologize for how I've been acting. I've been feeling real bitter and angry lately. I've been on some nut ass shit lately. Been on Instagram showing money, showing guns, doing 110 and a 55, just flashing my car. There's all types of corny nut shit. And as I've been sitting down, having conversations with myself, discovering spirituality, because I would define myself as an atheist or a Buddhist. I don't know if I necessarily believe in a higher power, but as I've been discovering spirituality and discovering myself and starting to love myself and understand what loving yourself means and loving the universe means, I just realized I've been on some nut shit. I've been acting out of character. I've been somebody that I'm not. I've been who I thought people wanted me to be. Coming from the hood, I was taught like when you get money, you supposed to show the fuck off. You supposed to fuck a bunch of bitches. You supposed to buy like Gucci belts and all this dumb shit. You supposed to be flashy. But that's not me. I never in reality really cared about money. I always use money as a tool to get where I want to go. I use it for freedom so I can live alone, live in a nice neighborhood and stuff like that. But lately, I've been using money to shit on other people and make people feel bad just because I've been bitter because I got out of a bad relationship. I've been cheated on. Kids is involved. All types of crazy shit. So I've just been acting real corny. But from here on out, I'm making a promise and a vow to myself to just be myself. Say how I feel. Wear what I want to wear. I want to grow my hair out. I want to just be myself. I'm tired of being somebody else. And the fucked up part is, you try to be somebody else. You try to show off. You try to do other shit so people can like you. People see right through that shit. People see that you fake and still don't want to fuck with you. So you might as well just be yourself. You trying to show off for these bitches. You trying to be cool for these bitches. They don't give a fuck about you. They can see through the fakeness. They don't care that you flashing that little bit of ass money. You trying to be down with niggas from your hood. You trying to be down with your coworkers or whatever. And they can see right through this shit. So you should just be yourself. For a long time, I was struggling with the fact that I wanted people to like me so bad. I wanted people to think I was cool so bad. I wanted everybody to think I was funny. I wanted to be everybody's friend. I wanted everybody to love me. I used to always be jealous of people like, damn, everybody love that person. Everybody talks good about that person. Why can't they do the same thing for me? And it got to the point where I didn't love myself because everybody didn't love me. So I was doing shit to fit in. I was buying shit to fit in. And it's been going on for years. To the point where I was letting people use me knowing I was being used. Somebody asked me to borrow money. Oh, yeah, you can borrow it. Because I want that affection from that person. I want that person to have my back and be loyal to me. So if you want something, I'll just buy that shit for you. Oh, you need this? I got you, bro. I'll pick up that shit for you. You know, I didn't want to do that shit because I wanted niggas to think I was down. I wanted niggas to think I was cool. I don't know at what point, but at some point I stopped loving myself and I just started doing shit for attention. I started letting females finesse me and use me and I started letting shit go left. But as I go on this journey, I'm starting to realize things. Starting to realize shit about love and what love in the universe means and what people coming in your life means. Like lately, I feel like people came in my life to show me a lesson. I don't really believe in, like, once again, like higher powers or celestial beings, God or whoever. But I feel like this year, I was taught a lot of lessons that people were brought back in my life to show me not to trust these type of people or to show me that I don't need affection and love from everybody. I've been learning to let go of a lot of shit and move on. My mom and my grandma died January. And I'm in February, and I've been learning to get over that grief and that sadness, because as time goes on, people age, people die, people get sick, and people die. You have to accept things for what they are. In the short term, it's called it is what it is. If they was meant to be here, they would have beat cancer. If they was, this is the case of my brother, he was meant to be here, he wouldn't have got shot. I have to accept life for what it is, and life ends. I have to understand that either they'll be reincarnated if that exists, or that they live their life to the fullest. Because energy only can be created, it can't be destroyed. Not to sound like I'm rambling or talking some pseudo bullshit, but it's the truth. You only can get what is meant to be given to you. So you can't have things that aren't meant for you. That's sometimes why you'll meet somebody and they'll be right out your life, or things don't work out, or you'll apply for a job and you won't get it, or things like that, because that's meant for somebody else. You only can be given what is meant to be given for you. You only can live the life that you're supposed to live. So I shouldn't have grief over not having the brand new whatever car or having all this material shit that doesn't even matter anyway, but I shouldn't be in grief that I don't have the latest and greatest and newest shit. That shit's like an endless cycle. Like J. Cole said, you'll get the new 2020 Honda Civic. Then 2 months later, come up the new one. You'll get the new iPhone. They'll come up the new one. And you get trapped in this cycle of need and material shit. And that shit will never make you happy. That shit's just a form of escapism. So you won't have to deal with your problems. You feel like if you buy the new whatever, it'll make you happy, but it won't. I got a 2019 car. I live in the suburbs, and I'm not saying shit to show off, and that shit still don't make me happy. That shit still makes you feel empty. That shit still makes you feel disgusted. It feels like it's never enough. I feel like now, as a society, we put too much emphasis on material shit, when all that really matters is loving yourself, loving the universe, trying to have some type of form of happiness, and just understanding your purpose. A lot of us are walking around empty with no purpose. And at some point, I did feel like that too. I feel like I had no purpose. I was just doing shit to do shit. I don't care about money. I don't really care about love and stuff like that anymore. I don't care about relationships. So if I don't care about none of that stuff at this point in my life, should I just kill myself? I don't believe in heaven or hell. I don't believe in a God. I see people in my mind for what they really are. So I feel like I don't have no purpose. I feel so unhappy. I keep buying material shit and it doesn't make me happy. They tell you, oh, work hard, get this new house, get this new car. get these new shoes, your shit gonna make you happy. But if that doesn't make you happy, if being in a relationship with this girl that I wanted to be with so long doesn't make me happy, then nothing will. I should just end my life. And for a long time, I was feeling depressed. I was feeling suicidal. I was just feeling empty and I didn't understand why. And now I know it's because I didn't love myself. That I was using all this material shit to escape my insecurities and escape how I really felt. But as I've been sitting down over the last couple of weeks, really talking to myself and really figuring out what matters, I know. And I'm on a path to like awakening and enlightenment. Enlightenment, and spirituality. And I'm starting to understand my purpose, my goals, and my focus. My vocabulary when it comes to this stuff isn't there. So I'm just going to call it what other people call it. But lately I've been feeling like I've been so blessed. I've been given so many opportunities. I've been given so much. Whether that be the job opportunity, a raise, a new house, financial opportunities, a chance to have my own platform and to put stuff forward and get some type of reception. So I've been feeling lucky. I've been feeling like, for lack of a better word, that somebody's been watching over me. I've been getting a lot of spiritual signs and shit like that. Like, for instance, and give me one moment to grab my phone. So I live like, I don't live near like a lake or anything, but I've been seeing a lot of just insects and bugs and crickets and shit like that in my house. And no matter how many times I get an exterminator, they just come back. So I feel like this was a sign or something. I get a lot of little signs like this. And also, I never seen this many frogs in my life. It's been just frogs waiting outside my apartment for me. I have like a little glass patio. It'll just be 10 frogs waiting out there for me or go out. And at first I was creeped out like, yo, what the fuck? Why I keep seeing all these insects and frogs? Like, is this some demonic shit? Is this some witchcraft type shit? And then I looked it up. I don't want to misquote this. Let me read what it says. When a frog shows up in your life frequently, your spirit wants you to learn and grow from change and not let yourself become intimidated. And I thought that was so crazy because as a person, I feel like I'm growing. I feel like I'm understanding relationships better and I'm understanding love better. And I'm going to go into that right after I read this other one. Insects are progressive and proactive, always adapting to their environment, never letting little natural disasters get in the way of progress. So I feel like as a person, I'm the type of nigga to put my all into something, and if it just doesn't work, I just give up, drop out of school, dropped out of high school, just stop going, dropped out of college, just stop going. I was pretty much about to graduate too, and I just stopped going. Gave up on myself so many times, and I feel like this is the universe that's telling me to keep pursuing this podcast shit, keep pursuing my goals, keep pursuing my dreams and shit like that. And it's just a sign from whoever, I don't know if it's God, the celestial beings or whatever, to keep just putting my best foot forward, to keep going and to adapt and grow as a person. Because the way I'm going, I call it how I see it. I'm still on the highway to hell. I've been super unhappy, been super suicidal and depressed. And I feel like I had to grow as a person and I had to start understanding myself, or I'm going to die one way or another. Well, I'm going to die early one way or another, whether that be suicide, whether that be from depression, whether that be from just heartbreak and eating unhealthy because I'm living such a greedy life. So I think it's time for me to grow. It's time for me to be myself and to love myself and accept me from being me. Love Tyrell for being Tyrell. So from here on out, I'm just going to speak my opinions unfiltered once again. Stop trying to be down. Stop dicky and stop wanting to be cool and shit like that. And if people don't like me, they don't like me. I'm starting to learn a lot about love and relationships and why my last few relationships failed. I'm starting to understand karma and shit like that more. So for instance, I'm starting to understand the idea of love. So my last few relationships didn't work because my karma had to come back around to me. Growing up, you can ask anybody from like the end of middle school to like high school and that college type that college period. You can say I was a womanizer. I was a player. I was running trains on all type of bitches, breaking girls' hearts. Had a new bitch every week. I was lying about my name and just tearing people down that had nothing but positive energy for me, that wanted the best for me, that wanted to share their love and body with me. But I was tearing them down. All types of crazy shit. So as I got older, like 22, 23, 24, I've been with so many people that I was like, all right, let me just settle down. Let me just have a kid and settle down. But not knowing, I put all that negative energy out. I did all those people dirty. The karma had to come back around for me. You can't just do all them people dirty and live a foul ass life and then just decide to stop and that the energy is going to be returned and you're going to be fine. No, the energy got to come back around. So my last few relationships, been cheated on, been done dirty, been lied to, been really just had my heart broken and destroyed. And I was bitter about that. That's one of the reasons I was buying all this shit. I've been trying to show off and do all this other shit to make me feel better. But I had to accept the fact that I was done dirty and it is what it is. I got to let go of that. And I got to understand one of the reasons why I was done dirty is because back in the day, I was doing people dirty too. That shit is cycle. You don't get to break all those people's hearts and then go on, live a good life, get married like shit never happened. No, bro, that shit got to come back around for you. And I realized another reason the relationship didn't work. Well, the relationships didn't work was because I didn't love myself. And a lot of those people didn't love themselves too. And how am I going to sit here and love a woman and start a family if I don't love myself? And I'm putting her on a pedestal and I'm giving her all this baggage and telling her like, hey, like, you got to fix me. You got to make me a better man. You got to make me a better person. It doesn't work like that, homeboy. Before you get in a relationship with anybody, you got to love yourself. You got to understand yourself. You got to respect yourself. You got to be happy. A lot of us, because I be seeing it a lot, they be reposting pictures of like G Herbo and his girlfriend or Jay-Z and Beyonce talking about relationship goals. That's not relationship goals. We don't know what they've been through. We don't know what they're going through. Your relationship goal, one, should be to love yourself and to be happy with yourself and find somebody that loves themselves and happy with themselves too and share a connection, share a vibe, share each other's bodies and things like that. But your happiness shouldn't depend on if somebody loves you or if they approve of you. That's a battle you'll never win. I think it's unhealthy the way we do relationships now where the man chases the woman and buys her shit and try to win over her affection and seduces her and then just hope she loves you back and then she has to give herself to you and you give her a ring. I think all that's bullshit. Like I said before, it is what it is. So I feel like once you stop looking for love, once you start cherishing yourself and your energy, then if you're meant to have a person, the universe will send that person to you. You don't have to do a thing. Whether it's at work, whether it's going to the store, whether it's an old relationship, the universe will bring that person back to you so y'all can make memories together and share time together. So just saying that, I deleted my Tinder, my Black app, all them dating apps because it's pointless. It's me searching for a woman because all that biz, you upload some pictures, you put a bio, you search for a woman, she swipes and lets you know if she likes you or not, and then you gonna fuck her. It's lustful, it's bullshit, and that's not the way to find a relationship. If I was meant to find somebody, she's gonna find me. I'm not gonna have to chase her, I'm not gonna have to pursue her. I'm not gonna have to buy her shit. If I'm meant to be with that person, then we're gonna be together. If I'm not, then we're not. And I also just been deciding to be celibate too. Because I feel like as a man, once you stop pursuing women for sexual shit, because they ass fat, because they titties big, and start really looking at women for what they are and what can they offer you and what can you guys build together, your life changes. Once you cut out the sex aspect, it's like, what can this person offer me other than sex? Can she teach me something? Can we build something together? Can we flourish together? So for a lot of women, it's no. That's why you see them. They're going to keep posting pictures, making sure you see how big their ass is, Make sure you know they are freak, they suck dick, they do this and that, because that's all they have to offer. And if you get in a relationship with that person, or if you have a child with that person, it's going to drain your energy. A lot of these negative people in your life is going to fuck your energy up. And it's going to deter you from your journey of happiness. For a long time, I've been trying to prove myself to my family members or friends. I've been trying to be accepted. I've been trying to have people love me. I always wanted to be that guy that everybody loved. I will pick up shifts for work for people just so they can have that appreciation and gratitude for me. And the shit just still never worked out. People always seen through it. People always seen how fake the shit was. So I just wanted to be down so bad because a lot of my self-esteem or self-worth came from how people felt about me. Oh, people like me. Oh, people think my car cool. People think I'm that nigga. So now I feel good. But then a moment happens when people stop thinking you that shit. When your girl don't love you and you getting cheated on. When you don't got the latest and greatest shit and nobody fuck with you, so you don't fuck with yourself. If other people can't love me, how can I love myself? So as I start this spiritual journey going on, I'm starting to realize these relationships don't matter. These friendships and shit like that don't matter. As a man, especially a black man, a lot of people aren't going to fuck with you or see your worth unless you have something to offer them. The only people that are really loved unconditionally, I believe Chris Rock said this, are women and children. As a man, unless you're offering somebody love, sex, money, a possession or something, some type of service, they're not going to love you. They're not going to fuck with you. And as I go on, I'm starting to understand what's my purpose, what's my goals, and what I'm supposed to do in this world. I'm starting to understand my mission. For a long time, I was lost. I was super depressed, once again. I was thinking about ending my life because I didn't have a purpose. This family and love shit wasn't working. Hated my job. The money wasn't making me happy. I was going to end my own life because I didn't have a purpose or goal. But as I go on, I'm starting to understand my goal. I'm starting to be connected with the universe. I'm starting to see the sun. I'm starting to see the sun. I'm starting to see the insects. I'm starting to see the frogs. I'm starting to understand nature. I'm starting to be more receptive to the spirits and everything. I don't know what else to call them, but the spirits and everything else that's giving me signs and signals. I'm starting to understand that people aren't putting my life to teach me a lesson. I'm starting to understand what it means to love myself on the spectrum. I'm starting to understand that you can't be in love with anybody, that the universe itself is love, and that we can't pit it into one single person or one single action. Once you live in love and goodwill and peace, everything you touch will become that. I know y'all probably think, oh, you talking some metaphysical bullshit. Oh, you talking some nut shit. But it's the truth. Love isn't an action or a person. Being in love isn't a thing. Love is all around us. And you just have to grasp it. So my wordplay and vocabulary might not be there. Because I'm just learning. I'm just understanding things like meditation and spirituality and things like that. So I can't really explain everything to the best of my ability, but the people that's listening are going to understand it and feel it. I made this podcast episode. This is a half episode to just be myself. So from here on out, that's all I can be. The formula's changing. I'm cutting all the bullshit out. I'm just going to focus on being happy and being real. And I'm going to see how I feel and feel what I say. If niggas don't fuck with that, it's like, fuck it. I'm letting go of everything that's hurting me. I'm stopping the bullshit. I'm tired of living a materialistic ass life. And I'm tired of just fucking bitches and buying bullshit. That's not life. I'm tired of letting the hurt from the past, whether that be people dying or people leaving me or people breaking up with me, affect me every day. I'm tired of carrying all these weights on me. I want to be free to be myself. I want to live my life, and I don't want to have to lie anymore about who I am. I don't want to have to feel like I have to show off to be accepted. I just want to be Tyrell for once. So I'm just saying that to let you know, if y'all don't want to listen no more, you don't got to listen. Next week is going to be more story times. I'm going to try to do interviews with people if they want to come along. People be bullshitting, so fuck them. But just the formula is going to change. So thank everybody that's been listening. Thank everybody that's been supporting me. Thank everybody that came along in this journey with me. We going to keep going. I know my mission. I understand my goals. I understand why I was put here, and I'm trying to keep grasping everything. But the signs are telling me just keep going. See you guys Wednesday. So I'm dropping a new one Wednesday. Got the 4K camera, so the video feed is up now on YouTube, crystal clear. I'm still learning everything. Keep in mind, I'm my own producer. I'm my own videographer. I'm my own business owner. I put it on all the platforms. So just being me. I think I'm going to call this episode either Self-Love or Letter to Tyrell. I don't know yet. We don't have a song of the day. Because once again, it's a half episode. It's episode 5.5. I'm going to come with y'all Wednesday with some story times. We're going to just have some fun, man. Thank y'all for sticking around. Bye.